99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of funny, we were talking about first day on the job horror stories, you know?
Yeah.
And got a text from a listener, and I'm just going to use a bodily waste instead of what she really wrote, okay?
Okay.
So, so she said, on my first day in patient care assist at my hospital, I dropped a drain full of human waste. Got all over the nurse's shoes. Luckily, they're special nursing shoes, so we can just wash it right off. I thought my job was ending that day.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Oh, wow.
First day on the job. Listen, it happens, you know?
She said I cried after it happened, but this amazing nurse reassured me it happens all the time.
Absolutely. You know, we all make mistakes. Some days it's on the very first day of your first job. And, you know, it got me to thinking. I'm like, man, you know what? I remember when my first day on the job, when I worked in Indiana, I had left the phone. So when you call into the radio station, you don't go immediately on the air. And sometimes we can talk to you before you go on the air, whether you go on the air live or we pre-record you. You know, if you got to jump off the phone before we can actually put you on the air, so we can pre-record you and all that stuff. But anyways, I had left the phone line up. And so we had a guy, literally our overnight guy. He was driving around and he pulled into the radio station and said, "You're on the air." And like,
oh no.
Looked down at our audio board, and I realized that even though my microphone wasn't on, people could hear me because I was talking to people over the phone. But I had the phone line up.
That was up.
And so everybody was hearing all this off-air stuff. And luckily, I didn't swear, because typically I've gotten into trouble for swearing on the air before when I didn't know we were on the air. But
it's been epic before.
But yeah, so first day on the job, and I have all of like these off-air conversations playing over the songs that are playing on the radio.
How many do you think aired before he got to the station to tell you?
Luckily, he apparently was just getting off work. He had worked at like rallies, I want to say. And so he had jumped in his car and he turned on the radio and he heard. So I don't know how long I had been going before he found it, but the rallies was pretty close to the radio station. So he zipped over and he was like, "You're on the air." And I'm like, I know. It's just one of those moments where I'm like, man, first day, gosh, rookie mistake. What am I doing?
Anyways, you've come such a long way, Sparky.
Have I though? I mean, let's be honest. Have I? All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Feel good stories. Every hour we do these. Kelly Kay.
So Elliot Middleton is a star of our story. He's 38. He runs a barbecue restaurant in Awandaw, South Carolina.
Okay.
But he uses his backyard to do repairs on donated vehicles and then gives them to people who need one through a nonprofit that he established during the pandemic called Middleton's Village to Village.
He gives people cars?
He gives people cars. He fixes them and then gives them to people who needs them.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So he's fixing one now for a single mom with one child with a disability. Last year, he fixed like 90 cars.
Oh, my gosh.
He says it makes him happy to know that he can use his skills to change people's lives.
Aw.
How incredible is that?
That takes commitment right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he does like this kind of stuff all the time, apparently. And listen, don't sleep on his barbecue, because he's won like barbecue competitions with his food.
Man, I could go for some. I don't care that it's not even 6:30. I could go for some barbecue right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, he ended up just kind of like getting inspired when, you know, he won this barbecue competition. He had a Thanksgiving meal, served hundreds. He said there were people that walked 3 or 4 miles to get there. And then 2 months later, the first donated vehicle was sitting in his mom's yard.
Oh, wow.
So then he was like, you know what? I can fix cars, and decided to kind of tap into another skill he had. Man, and look at what he's doing with it.
That is one skill set that I wish I had. Other than knowing how to change my oil and like take a tire off, my knowledge about cars, I know where the gas tank is very limited, you know?
Yeah.
I wish if I had more of those skills, like I've got a friend who's just, I mean, he can literally take apart a car and put it back together. And, yeah. So, I mean, having that sort of skill, I mean, that's awesome for that guy.
Oh, yeah. The first donated car he ever did went to a mother of two in Charleston, mm-hmm. had a disabled child, regularly needed to get to the hospital for treatment. And then, you know, when they got the car, he said that they were able to go to the beach for the first time, which was pretty amazing. And then, you know, since he started the foundation, it's got a growing waiting list of people hoping to get vehicles. He said, you know, someone just called about a young man who doesn't have a car any longer. He rides his bike 7 miles to get to work.
Wow.
So... it's just pretty incredible what this guy is doing. We'll tweet out the story. You can read more about it at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. You ever watch the trailer for something and you're like, you know what? Even though I haven't been on this train, I feel like just because of this trailer, I need to jump in on it.
All right, what is it?
The Sopranos.
Really?
So The Sopranos was a show on HBO that had a long run from like 1999 to 2007, right?
I was going to say, how long ago was that?
It was not a show that I ever caught more than one episode of, just because I didn't subscribe to HBO, so I never really watched
it. Either.
Yeah, so, yeah. But it won so many awards. It was critically acclaimed. It's one of those shows, kind of like Breaking Bad, or Game of Thrones, that you just gotta watch because it's fantastic. This is what I've been told. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So yesterday, David Chase, the guy behind The Sopranos, released the trailer for its prequel. Now, you know that the guy who played Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, has passed away.
Right.
Michael, his son, plays young Tony Soprano.
Oh.
So the trailer, which I would play for you some of the trailer, but there's a lot of swears in it, which, I mean, I'm all for. Because you can't have a mobster movie without there being lots of swears and shoots and guns and bangs and pops and things like that, right?
Well, it wouldn't seem authentic.
So... But I watched the prequel, not knowing hardly anything about The Sopranos. And I'm like, I need to dive into this. This is something. I need to find the entire series. Maybe they've got it on Amazon Prime now where I can just buy it, where I just need to watch the entire, like, 8-season series of The Sopranos before I dive into the prequel, because the prequel looks amazing. It's got
That's such a time commitment.
Well, Kelly, you're looking at the negative here.
Okay.
So it's got the voices of James Gandolfini are in the prequel. Ray Liotta, you know, he's famously known for being in all these mobster movies like Casino and Goodfellas. And, you know, when you think like these Italian mafia crime movies, you think Ray Liotta. So his voice is in it. He was the voice. He was in the B movie for a better reference, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So the movie is going to be this fall. And it's also going to be up on HBO Max for a 30-day run. But I saw it yesterday and I'm like, oh, gosh. I'm going to have to commit some time to this because this looks amazing.
Wow. So what you're saying is, you know, you're going to be unavailable for a while because you're going to be busy.
Yeah, I'm going to take the next couple weeks off, Kelly, so I can just I can just commit some time to The Sopranos and then get myself emotionally ready for its prequel because that seems to be the thing right now is those origin stories, you know?
Yes.
We've got Cruella. We've got, a few years ago, it was Maleficent. We've got all these origin stories popping up, and I'm all for The Sopranos origin story. So
does that mean that they're running out of new ideas?
Maybe.
Or is there an intense need for, hey, we've been lacking a ton of backstory, and so let's take care of that now?
I think it's a way just to reignite some of those fans and introduce, like me, some people who weren't on board with the show. Because if you think about it, you know, there could be fans of The Sopranos that were 3 years old when it came out. And so that they're not even aware of its greatness. And so, you know, you release the origin story, The Many Saints of New York is what it's going to be called. And, you know, you get them kind of reignited into that. So anyways, I'm all about that. But the trailer is up. I'll see if I can get it posted. It's got a lot of swears on it, though. WDJX.com. Setting the bar stories. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's a don't do this kind of story.
Yep. And sometimes, you know, you're already in trouble. We understand that.
Uh-huh.
But maybe this isn't how you go about getting out of trouble. So
okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to post bail, using counterfeit fake money, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to figure that out pretty quickly.
Listen, kind of felt bad for this guy at first because he wasn't really even involved in the initial crime here. But you're going to find out why he actually deserved to get arrested as cops there in Maine responded to a stolen vehicle, right?
Okay.
So they stopped this guy who was walking nearby because they thought, you know what? He matches the description kind of, and maybe he was involved. Turned out he wasn't.
Okay.
But there was a warrant for his arrest.
Uh-oh.
Because he had shoplifted at a Walmart.
Oh, dang. Yep. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
So they did take him in, booked him, and then let him post a $200 bail to get out.
Just 200 bucks?
Here's where it all unraveled for him.
Oh, no.
He tried to post bail with fake money.
Listen, my daughter has some play fake money. It looks legit. I mean, you can get it, I think, on Amazon. I'm not sure.
Well, this guy may have done that because he pulls out of his wallet two $100 bills. He's like, how much you need? 200 bucks? All right, let me just get here. And so hands him over to the, I don't know who you hand it to there in the jail.
The bail bondsman?
Yeah, and so they're like, yep, this isn't real. And so they tacked on forgery charges and then took him back to his cell. You know what? You're going to stay here a little bit longer. We're going to go ahead and add this to your list of crimes, and back you go.
That fee's going to go up, too, the next time he gets an opportunity to get out. You know what? I'm going to choose to think maybe, like me, he has a child who likes to play with money, had some fake money, and it just got mixed up.
Maybe. He wound up paying another $100 in real money to get out later that day and is due back in court in August. So, again, if we understand sometimes, you know, you get into trouble, but how to get out of trouble is not to get into more trouble, okay?
Absolutely. I mean, it is kind of tricky, but the authorities do seem to be pretty good at figuring out fake money from real money.
Yep. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to post bail using fake money, you're doing okay.
Ah, so close.
Yep, that's setting the bar. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Davis. Kelly K Show. So there are all these alternatives to eating meat. Like if you're not a meat eater, you know, they've got Impossible meat now that a lot of businesses have offerings for. And a lot of them are pretty good, you know? You have them, you're like, I couldn't tell any difference, right? And, you know, I like seeing some of the options for those who maybe don't want to do meat. Now, I'm not a vegetarian. I eat meat, but I will enjoy like a veggie burger from time to time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I don't know if I could do a bread steak.
A bread steak? I've never heard of this.
So there's this writer for Bon Appetit. He's being mocked after posting a recipe for something called bread steak. Let me explain. It's an alternative, a vegetarian alternative to steak. That's basically like French toast. It's sourdough bread soaked in like custard, cooked in a pan, just like French toast. And then instead of it being like sweet, he covers it with cheese and vegetables. Voila, bread steak.
Okay. I don't see this like catching on like wildfire.
I mean, and the reason it's kind of gone viral, David's discovery for bread steak, is that everybody's like, yo, dude, that's toast.
Yes.
That's French toast, or that's just toast, or, you know, okay, sure, you eat it with a fork and knife, but you're literally having bread, and people are saying that the name is misleading because it's really just vegetables on cheesy bread that you eat with a knife and fork.
Exactly. You can't call it steak. Steak, like, has a certain meaning, and it means meat.
Yeah, and I gotta be honest, looking at the photo, it looks appetizing, but it just doesn't resemble any definition of what we would consider a steak.
So just don't call it a steak, you might eat it.
Yeah, maybe not, but calling it a bread steak, that's like saying, here, yes, I have for you a hoot duage for you, and you can garnish it with some chopped dill and cucumbers.
Okay.
And it's lovely on a sporting event.
Just don't call it a bread steak. And maybe you might put it in your mouth. Okay, I got it.
So,
what else would you call it?
Call it French toast.
Okay, French toast.
So, yeah, if you want to see the recipe, we tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, Feel Good Stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
This is kind of adorable. So, there's a Nashville musician, Pat Polifrone, shared on social media that his dog Zoe got a new buddy. It's a little baby deer.
Oh, okay.
So, he said, found this little sweetheart yesterday in the yard, took her to the woods, came out this morning, she was laying in the driveway. And so, he says, I guess we have a deer now, named her Bambi. I guess there were several health issues going on. She had like an eye infection, had some ticks. So they kind of, you know, applied some Neosporin. Eye infection looks like it's getting better. Yeah. Ticks have started to leave her alone.
Yeah.
But it's really how Zoe has taken to Bambi that is capturing the internet's heart.
Zoe the dog.
Zoe the dog is just laying down next to Bambi and like has her head on her back, licking her, giving her lots of kisses, and just cuddling up.
I like this new dog.
Oh, it is so adorable. Like, they are the cutest little pair ever. And so I guess a couple of days later, they did find a new home for Bambi at a goat farm. She'd been drinking goat's milk and kind of getting back to health. And they haven't seen Mama Deer come back. So they're going to make sure that Bambi's taken care of. But they are quite the pair. Really cute. We'll tweet out the story so you can see the video. They're just so adorable together. I will lick you because I love you.
So this is kind of a feel-good, but it's also kind of a sad story because Zoe lost her friend.
Well, I feel like they're going to visit.
Okay.
That's what I feel like.
All right. Let's live in that world.
That's the world I'm living in.
Okay. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that, that is your feel-good every hour throughout the morning here on DJX. 99.7 DJX. Quick sports here for you. A little sports action. Serena Williams, man, she's had the whirlwind of a week where she has already announced that she wouldn't be competing in the Tokyo Olympics. Didn't really give a reason per se, but then just had to withdraw from Wimbledon.
Yeah, she's injured, right?
Yeah, she injured her knee. She tried to continue. She did, she like slid and appeared to like hurt her leg in her match against Miss Sasnovic. And then tried to return, but then you could tell after she fell to the ground that she was just going to have to withdraw. So,
it's too bad.
Yeah, kind of stinks there. Serena Williams, who has like what? She was, I think, going for 8th Wimbledon title. Like, holy cow.
I know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, dang. She's been dominant in that sport for so long. So hopefully this will not sideline her for too long. But yeah, going to have to withdraw from Wimbledon there. That news coming just yesterday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next. You know, we all, especially those listening who are single, you know, you always just kind of have your radar out. You know, you want to just keep it up just to not turn people away that you think maybe could have a chance. And sometimes, you know, it's the person that wants to take a tour of your facility and of your group who you all of a sudden are like, oh, you know what? I could see a future with that person.
Yeah, you just kind of like walk through life keeping an open mind that you might meet your soulmate.
Yeah.
At any given moment.
Or maybe, you know, you're out for drinks with friends and whoops, a fight breaks out and whoops, there's a guy there in the melee that you're like, oh.
Sparks are flying.
Well.
In the middle of the fist.
Oh, that's my. He looks quite dashing. Yeah, so what do? You go to Miss Connections. Kelly and I scour the internet. We find these instances and we bring them to life.
Just, you know, in case that maybe the objects of their affection don't read it themselves, we're going to bring it to life. And then maybe they'll hear it and be like, hey, they're talking about me.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection. Can I go first?
Please.
All right, ladies first. It's called He Got What He Deserved.
Okay.
Woman for man.
Okay.
I had just taken my fifth shot of mango vodka the other night.
Wow.
When I heard a commotion out back.
Okay.
Setting the stage already,
are
we not?
That's where we're starting.
Mango vodka sounds delicious, though.
Does.
That's when me and a few others ran out there to see what was happening. I couldn't believe my eyes. You were 6'3", standing there in the alley, dark hair, leather-fringed vest.
Okay.
Putting your boot in some drunk idiot's face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a little bar fight going on.
Okay.
That's when I realized that drunk idiot was my older brother. Awkward.
Jeez.
Well, listen, I'm sure he did something stupid, or said something stupid, or looked at you stupid.
Okay.
Either way, he probably deserved it.
Okay.
So that's why my dumb brother got mad at me when I started cheering for you.
Oh, no.
Go, hot leather fringe vest man.
Oh, my gosh.
He told me to shut up when I told you to put him in the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when you and I made eye contact, and you did the most romantic thing ever. You spit out a tooth and gave me a thumbs up.
Wow. Sexy.
A few minutes later, I was bummed when the cops rolled in and started to bust everything up. As they were handcuffing you, I took the opportunity to slip you my number.
Okay.
Call me when you make bail.
Wow. We hope... We hope everything works out.
Do we?
We hope.
I'm not sure. I think, at the very least, it's going to be awkward with the brother.
Yeah.
If she pursues this relationship in particular.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Okay. Man for woman, I showed you around on your first day.
Okay. Oh, this sounds like it's fate. Bringing these people together.
I love it already.
Yeah.
We don't see many people in here younger than 50 these days.
Uh-oh.
So I was pleasantly surprised when they assigned me to be your tour guide.
What kind of facility are we in?
I don't know what made you curious about the natural life.
Oh, no.
But
oh,
I know... No. That just the idea of being free from clothes made me feel so fancy and free almost 30 years ago.
We're at a nudist camp? Oh, my
God. That's where we are.
Oh, I want to leave. I want to leave right now.
It happened one day when I was too lazy to get dressed for work, and I never looked back.
Really?
But enough about me.
Okay.
Is that how it starts?
I don't know. I'm not really sure how one explores that lifestyle for the first time.
Let's talk about you.
Okay.
You had short brown hair and cute dimples and were fully clothed.
Okay. All right.
I was at least 20 years your senior and, of course, fully clothed. I was disappointed. You chose not to disrobe for the tour, but I'm a professional.
Uh-huh.
So I managed to stay somewhat focused.
Gotcha.
But after showing you the game room, you suddenly became quiet. And that's when I looked down below and quickly learned why. I made an ill-timed joke about my car antenna needing straightening.
Oh, God!
You then cut the tour short and left. It was obvious you didn't appreciate a man with quick wit and a stiff sense of humor.
Oh my God, why do you say that word?
If you see this, I hope you come back.
I feel as though she may be confused from maybe the name of the place, got there, quickly realized this is not the kind of resort I thought it was, and hightailed it out of there.
The brochure!
That's what I'm thinking.
Was misleading!
Yeah, I thought they meant like natural food or something. Organic?
Or something. Well, you know, when you think you've found love, but alas, it's just a nudist camp. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. 99.7 DJX hosted her sour prom last night on YouTube, about a half an hour long, and made up of a bunch of her songs. Obviously, she was kind of the band for the entire event, where, you know, she just finished high school, hadn't ever gone to a prom, so she threw her own. So pretty cool there.
That's fun.
Yep, you can see it. We got it posted, WDJX.com. Whenever I see these, I always smile and I'm like, man, there are some people who have time on their hands to figure out what records there are to be set and then go out and do them. So
yeah.
I want to highlight a couple record holders that just accomplished some feats. One of them being a woman by the name of Gerda. Okay.
Gerda? What did Gerda do?
Well, Gerda, she holds the world record, the Guinness Book of World Record, for the most Smurf memorabilia.
Oh, really? I feel like at one point I could have given her a run for her money.
Gerda explains how many pieces she has to hold that record.
I'm currently the Guinness World Record holder for the largest Smurf memorabilia. Everything from binders to clocks and stamps and pencils. Why? That's the biggest one. Why are you doing this? And the answer is simple. I have fun doing it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at them. They're always smiling. What's not to be happy about?
11,455 unique Smurf pieces got her in the record book.
That is insane that enough, like that many exists.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe my bucket of Smurf figurines and my two little mushroom houses will not actually give her a run for her money. I'm going to have to get a couple more things.
You might have to.
To be a contender.
So that is another one. Let me introduce you to David Rush. David Rush has been trying to hold on to this world record. It has been broken, and then he has the arduous task of recapturing his Guinness World Record. And you're like, well, what is it? Well, it involves his wife and it involves Saran wrap.
Okay. Is he wrapping his wife in Saran wrap?
You got it.
Oh my gosh.
He holds the Guinness Book of World Record, or he used to, for covering his wife in plastic wrap in the quickest time. It got broken. Here's David to explain.
All right, folks. This is what fantasies are made of. Beautiful woman. Saran wrap.
Is it, David? Is it?
Is it?
He continues.
And she's breaking a world record with me.
We got it down to 157 last time.
Okay, so 1 minute 57 seconds was the record.
Something just broke it with a minute and 29 seconds.
Okay, so a minute 29 seconds is the new record.
They might have thought that was safe. However, it's not.
Go.
Okay, it's not safe when David and his wife are on the loose.
We're coming after you.
Here he is. That's the sound of him covering his wife in plastic wrap.
All right, here we go. Close-up inspection all the way around. Right here, completely wrapped.
Yeah, 1 minute, 2 seconds. So,
oh, wow. He's basically, is he just running around her? Letting it unravel all the way around her?
Yeah,
is that the method? That's, in my mind, that's the way you do it.
Right. That is how he has recaptured his Guinness Book of World Records. So if you're thinking and you're bored this summer, you know, you may want to peruse the Guinness Book of World Records and see if there's a record that could be broken, because there are a lot of stupid ones, like the most unique Smurf memorabilia and wrapping yourself in plastic wrap.
Right. You know what? But the biggest challenge is trying to come up with a unique challenge that no one's attempted yet to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, you know, with an original record.
Or you
that
just
would be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Or you just find one and you just beat it. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Everybody's been talking about Ed Sheeran the past week. Actually, before that, just once he gets off of his social media blackout, which he does from time to time, and he said it's to give himself some stuff to write about because his life when he's on is just touring. And so he's like, that's not relatable to anybody. So I need to...
No, and you know what? He needs to disengage. He needs to, like, re-engage in life and have some experiences and then have something to share.
Yeah, so he has been back on social media, and some of the greatest things that we've seen early on this year was surrounding the Friends reunion when he is on with Lisa Kudrow, when he's on with Courteney Cox, and...
He's like besties with Courteney Cox right now.
What? Not just right now. And this is something that I found out. Apparently, he and Courteney Cox have been friends for a long time. And it all started after a couple shows in LA that he did. One of his friends said, hey, we're going to hang out, have some drinks at a party. Want to come? And Ed Sheeran was like, sure, I'll come. And this was after one of his shows. And it turns out that they go to Courteney Cox's house. And so ever since then, and she was like, hey, you know, I know that, you know, my house is kind of far out here, so you're welcome to crash and, you know, in one of the wings or whatever. And so he did. And then he was like, he wound up spending an entire month there. And now, and so he like visits her all the time now. So they've been friends.
And leaves little nuggets around her house, does he not?
So he is on the Late Late Show with James Corden all this week. And so we're learning a lot about Ed Sheeran. And one of the greatest things I think about Ed Sheeran, and this is just with my experience with him, because he's been gracious enough to come through the radio station several times. I've had chats with him on the phone several times. He loves radio. He knows that's where he comes from. And he is just so down to earth and he doesn't let fame get to his head type of guy. So we're learning all about this stuff that he just talks about on James Corden's show. And here's what you were kind of alluding to, because Courteney Cox has an Alexa, right?
Uh-huh.
And as you know, if you've got one of these, it's attached to your Amazon account.
And you can order stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
By just telling Alexa to order it.
So here's Ed Sheeran on The Late Late Show with James Corden.
She has this Alexa thing in her house, and she goes, Ed, isn't this wonderful? This is my Alexa. I can just order whatever on this. So she walks out of the room, and do you know what a GIMP mask is?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. This is late night TV.
You know, like an S&M leather GIMP mask. So she walks out of the room.
I'm aware of
it. And I go, Alexa, order me a GIMP mask. And it goes, okay, Courtney, I'll order you a GIMP. And anyway, so...
I guess her housekeeper is all like, like opens the box and was like, and then...
What is this?
Yeah, and puts it on Courtney's bed, and Courtney's like, And so then, you know, it's a joke, haha, funny. But then he's like, so any time I'm over there, I always order one and then hide them in different rooms, in drawers.
Oh,
so when she has guests over, that may open up a drawer that's next to the bed, they see one of these masks.
They're going to find it and think things about Courtney.
Uh-huh. I know. And he's like, I've got maybe about 12 hidden around her house right now.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's pretty funny. So.
Oh, wow.
Ed Sheeran, the jokester.
I'm glad I don't have one of those so that no one can order me weird things.
I thought you were going with, I'm glad I don't have one of those, meaning a mask, an S&M
well, no,
mask.
That, and Alexa.
Like, Kelly, oh
so
my
people
gosh.
People can't order me weird stuff without my knowledge.
Oh, geez. All right. Ed Sheeran on The Late Late Show with James Corden all this week.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and I get sometimes it's hard to talk to your friends about maybe the issues that you have in your life. So, you know what? You want just an unbiased opinion from it. That's when you come to us. You send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you, all right?
This is a safe place. A lot of sharing.
Yeah. So first off, he says, don't use my name, please. All right.
Okay, not gonna.
My girlfriend has called me by her ex-boyfriend's name in the middle of bedroom activities, we'll say.
Okay, we know. All right, we get it. We get the idea. Oh, no.
For the third time now.
Oh, wow. Not just once?
We've been together for a little over a year, so I can't imagine why this is still happening.
Oh, yikes.
My brother says I'm a chump for staying with her. He thinks she is still hung up on her ex. She says it's just an accident and it means nothing. She then reassures me that she loves me and only me. I'm not an overly jealous guy, but am I being naive here? Is this enough to end a relationship over?
Oh, wow. So we're talking 3 infractions is what we're looking at over the course of a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And once, okay, awkward.
But then the second and third time?
Yeah.
Maybe she should stop talking.
Yeah, she needs to.
In that moment.
She needs to stop saying names.
Just shut your pie hole, lady.
You know, and maybe it's one of those things where she's like, because you know she's embarrassed by it too, right?
Well, she has to be. I would be absolutely mortified.
So what if she's like, I don't even know. See, I know his name. We're not allowed to say it. But I wonder if the name of her ex is similar to his. And so in the moment, she's like, I can't get this wrong. And then she says it wrong again. Because I have, when I'm trying hard not to mess something up, sometimes I'll just mess it up again.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly. So maybe this is all she's gotten in her own head about this.
Maybe, again, we need to stop the talking. Or just make it more generic.
Generic.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Did I just sound like the Kool-Aid man breaking through the wall?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, if she's saying that, too, I'm a little confused. Jackrabbits.
Oh, wow. Jackrabbits?
Okie dokie.
I don't know if we're the right people for this kind of advice.
Right there. Alrighty then.
Stop with the voice. The voice is really not no.
I mean, we're just given options as to things that she could potentially say other than trying to mess up his name again.
Exactly. I think, okay. Now, listen, a lot of people on Facebook were kind of like, you know, showing up red flags, like running emojis, stuff like that. But then Brianna's like, I mean, you could always call her by your ex's name and pull the same card. But I wouldn't take my advice. I'm terrible at relationships. LMAO.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I like that she owned up to it right away. So, yeah, group therapy, 502-571-9970. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Is it a break-upable offense? Man, group therapy. His girlfriend keeps saying her ex's name in bedroom time, and not just once. I mean, not even just twice. 3 times.
They've been super awkward.
Yeah, they've been together a year. He doesn't understand how this is still happening. She says it's all an accident. His brother's like, yo, you're a chump. You need to break up with her. This is not normal.
And again, they've been together like a year. So a lot of people chiming in on social media, put it up on Facebook. And a lot of people say, yeah, run away. They agree with the brother. Rebecca says, I think it's enough to have a serious conversation about. John says, do it back to her, but yell her mom's name and then her best friend's.
Oh, my gosh.
Either she learns or you get a laugh. Either way, it's a win. You reestablish dominance and are no longer a chump.
Danny Browning, he tweets us and is like, if the roles were reversed, no way she would stay. But he needs to do a better job with those activities and make her forget about her ex. Okay, maybe he needs to read some books then.
Apparently. And then we've got Caitlin is just like, okay, but like, is it only during that special time or just in general? Because I have ADHD, and sometimes when I'm trying to say my boyfriend or my friend's name, I sound like a mom trying to call one of her kids. John, I mean Chris, Bridget, Kennedy, dang it, what's your name? Rachel. Of course, this is during everyday, daily conversations, not really in the special time you're talking about.
Okay. Dennis, now you've had experience with this. What's happened?
I've done the exact same thing. I was with a woman for 4 years, got with a new one, which is my soulmate, my love of my life.
Uh-huh.
I did it one time, but in my opinion, she's still communicating with that person.
All right.
After a year, I think that is way too much. It's definitely a deal breaker. I think she's still communicating with that person.
All right. So, Dennis, in your experience, you don't think this looks good?
No, not at all. After a year, you should not even have that person in your mind if the person you're with now is who you want to be with.
Now, thank you, Dennis, by the way. Rachel brings up a good point. How long was she with old dude? She writes on
That's
Facebook.
That's a really good question. But, you know, Dennis did hint on something many other people did suggest, that maybe that means she is still communicating with the ex because it's happened more than once.
Now, this doesn't mean that she's getting with her ex.
But if you are communicating with them, then there is still something happening in her life.
Now, there are some people that are like Jennifer, who's saying, hey, sometimes I call my husband by my ex-husband's name, mostly when I'm mad, LOL. I haven't been with my ex in 10 years. It happens.
Oh, wow.
I would let it go for now.
Okay.
Man, this is a tough one. There are some people that are like, yo, red flag. This is it. Move on, cut ties, go. And then there are other people that are like, just have a conversation with her. Because I'm sure she's embarrassed about it.
At the very least, I would be like, hey, maybe we just don't say names. You know, maybe we should stop talking in that special time. We just say other things, like we suggested things. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, you could suggest objects or just random phrases.
Objects? What do you mean? Bananas. I don't think we should go into
deep fried Oreos. Or just start yelling out brand slogans.
No, I don't think that. Just do it.
Maybe just do it. The quicker picker upper.
The quicker picker upper. I don't think that's a good one.
Do that when you do fist pumps. All right. Okay, so I think we can move on from this, right? Okay, so I'm saying let's not break up over this.
I thought we were landing to. At the very least, let's have another conversation about, listen, this really, I'm not happy that this has happened more than once.
But
so maybe we just stop saying names and then see if that improves.
Yeah, she's at 3 strikes right now. I mean, so really,
next one I think she's out.
She's teetering, yes, but I don't think this is a breakupable offense just yet. Man, I could be giving the wrong advice right now.
Well,
but
I feel like she is on probation.
Yeah, all right,
for sure.
Listen, I need an update from this. This is one that I'm going to need an update from. Because I want to know if you find out, if it's just a mistake, all things are good, then let us know that. You know what? But if there's something else, please, I want to know that.
You
too.
Know what you're asking? You're asking him to report in the next time they have some special time.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's just awkward.
I want to know that.
No, we're not.
Or just invite me over. I'll just sit in the other room and listen.
No.
Is that too awkward? No. All right, that's group therapy. I saw this new poll on faking it. And I'm not talking about that kind of faking it. I'm talking about people who have to pretend to know about things so they don't look stupid. And the number one thing that people fake it on, like as far as like knowing and having knowledge of, is car repair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Even when you're talking to a mechanic, someone who legit knows and has training, you pretend like you know about car repair. Well, you know, I mean, it's bumping a little bit. I figured it was probably the flux capacitor or maybe some sort of
flux capacitor.
You know, I've had some experience with this before. It could be the rotator cuff in the axle there.
Not really. They don't have rotator cuffs in cars.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, I am 100%. I do not have enough car repair knowledge. However, I have a lot of car experience where I have gotten...
Getting your cars repaired?
Yes, I have taken my car plenty of places, and I have had that experience where I'm like, okay, I know that the last time my steering wheel shook like this, it was either this or this, so... That's what I'm thinking.
And they're
thinking.
Like, yeah, sir. We'll take a look at it. And then they're explaining to you what it is, and you're just like nodding like you know what they're saying, but you have no idea what they're saying.
Right, exactly. Yeah, just like the last time. That's what I was saying. The number two way people fake it is with home improvement stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is where, and I think about my parents, and I'm like, my parents and grandparents, how did they survive home ownership without YouTube? Google.
Oh, yeah.
Because I will YouTube and Google the crap out of something while I'm in the middle of trying to fix it.
Well, yeah. It's like, well, they probably just went to Home Depot and asked someone, say, listen, you people know how to do everything at Home Depot, right? So I'm just going to ask you, okay, how do I make this repair? How do I do this around the house? And they're just supposed to know, right?
Or those like hardware stores. They just go to the hardware store and ask
they know everything.
The people at the hardware store how to do it. Right, exactly. Tech gadgets, that's another thing people fake knowing, having knowledge on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, tax knowledge is the next one down, and that's like, you know.
Oh,
that,
I'm not even going to pretend to know all
that's
that.
Why I take my taxes.
Someone else to do that
exactly.
For me, so I don't have to know.
That's right. And then I think the funniest is number five, parenting. Parenting on the list.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? No one really knows how to parent. You just kind of, every experience is different. You just take the advice of people you trust, or you see what not to do, and you're like, I'm not going to do that, so I'm going to do this, you know?
I mean, there are books from, you know, like people that are supposed to know a few things or learned a few things along the way. Like one of the books that helped me get through the toddler phase was Happiest Toddler on the Block.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good information in there. You just kind of like try to get your hands on as many different experiences from people who have been where you are before, collect it all, try some stuff and see what works in your family, because no kid is the same.
So having to pretend to know or have knowledge on parenting, tax knowledge, tech gadgets, home improvement, and the number
car
one
repair.
Car repair. Mm-hmm. There it is. So setting the bar stories are interesting stories that we give you every single day. Instead of setting the bar for you very high, as for something to strive for, we set it very low.
Yeah, you can leap over this successfully, and hey, you accomplished something good today.
I mean, yes. So, setting the bar, we go to Canada for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your dad's car and wrecking it when you're 7 years old.
Oh, my God.
You're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Let me start.
I'm so glad that both of my kids are past that age and did not do that.
Let me start by saying everyone's okay.
That's good news. That is really good news. Now, I say that by saying I do have a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old, so they can still make this mistake. Like, kids, don't drive the car.
So, 7-year-old stole his dad's vehicle. Actually, I don't know if it was a he. And then crashed it 10 houses down the road. Lasted about 10 houses.
Where were they going?
I don't know. Hit the neighbor's car, then a tree, then landed the vehicle on its side by a playground.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it could have been definitely pretty crazy there. An eyewitness at the scene.
They're rebuilding the park, and if it would have been fully rebuilt, there might have been kids there. Extremely fortunate. It would really sadden me to have a kid hurt.
Yeah, that's Bob, a neighbor there, and according to the family, the little boy walked home and told him what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I remember when I was young and I got upset and I told, I got upset because I punched my friend when I was over at his house.
Why'd you punch your friend?
I don't remember, but I remember then worried that I was going to get in trouble, and then I ran away. And so I left. I just up and left and ran away. And so maybe this kid, like, you know, little Ben, got upset, was afraid of maybe a consequence or something, and decided, you know what? I'm out of here.
I'm just going to take dad's car because it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, he won't be mad about that, right?
So, yeah. I mean, if you're within the sound of our voice, and I know we reach young listeners, and, you know, you're under the age of 10, this is an example of what not to do, okay?
If you're under the age of 16, don't take dad's car, okay? Can we do that?
Okay.
And moms and dads, let's hide our car keys so the kids can't find it.
There you go. That is setting the bar. 99.7 DJX. Olivia Rodrigo had her sour prom last night, about 30 minutes long on YouTube. Pretty good there. You can see the in its entirety up at WDJX.com. Man, I think the more I think about it, we gave our listener, we're steering him in the wrong direction. And
by not telling him to immediately break up with her?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Like, I don't.
Is that where you're at now? You're like, no, we need to leave this relationship?
No. I'm not gonna go back on what I said. I said when our listener had messaged us asking us not to use his name and confiding that his girlfriend of a year has been saying, actually said three times the name of her ex in the bedroom.
At the most inopportune time.
Yep. Is this grounds for termination for the relationship? His brother seems to think so, but he's like, what do you think?
And well, so a lot of people did fly up some red flags and little running person emojis like, get out. But, you know, we were all kind of like, all right, listen, there were some fun ways to kind of give her a taste of her own medicine. A lot of suggestions of say her ex's name or say her mom's name.
or your mom's name.
Just to make a point. Or maybe we just kindly suggest that she stop saying names. Okay?
But then we kind of landed on, look, she's already given you three strikes. So she's walking a tightrope. But yeah, you know, talk to her, hold it out, and just, you know, let's move on from this and learn, you know, as a couple. But as I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I just kind of think in the back of my head, there may be something more to that than just her honest mistake.
Like you're thinking she might still be in touch with
that. Yeah, and that's why I'm saying I think we may be steering him in the wrong direction. So anyways, we'll try to get an update from him maybe next week or sometime here in the future. On that. But you can listen to our conversation, any of that, up at WDJX.com. Click listen or on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. You are headed out to Goodwill, right?
Yes, I am. I'm headed out to 4950 West Highway
42.
There it is. So I'm going to be out there. Lots of fun stuff. They have, we always have a good time when we're out at Goodwill. And by the way, whenever you shop or donate at Goodwill, you're helping people, you know, get jobs.
Yeah, Kelly's going to be out there after 11 o'clock. Otherwise, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.